The Indians and Rockies paying tribute to the late Don Baylor, the first ever skipper in Rockies franchise history. Second pitch of the game from Indian starter Corey Kluber.
And he blasts one in the air, deep to center. Zimmer won't get it, and the Rockies will play from in front tonight.
Zimmer with a little bloop job near the mound. Russin, the pitcher, gives way and the ball drops. Arenado goes to second once. Relay to first. Zimmer got doubled up.
That time he rings him up.
Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. He strikes out the side in the ninth. And Austin Jackson, the batter, with two down. Swing, a little floater, shallow right center. It is dropping. Diving attempt not made by Blackman. In to score the tying run is Guyer. A swing and a drive. Deep left center. On the run is Blackman. This ball gone. And the most improbable comeback win of the season.
Wins do not get much more wild than the one the Indians had on Tuesday night at Progressive Field, as Austin Jackson delivered a two-out, two-strike, game-tying RBI single to tie the game at one before Yan Gomes sent everybody home happy with a walk-off three-run shot to give the Indians an amazing 4-1 win. Here is Cleveland skipper Terry Francona.
Boy, you know, when a guy hits a home run to lead off the game, you don't think that that's going to stand up. But the way their guy was pitching, I mean, it about did. We didn't do much. And when we did, Reynolds probably, that's a game saver there, because we probably scored two on that ball Abe hit. And then, we had one more chance in the eighth and didn't cash in to try to tie it. But we had some good at-bats in the ninth, though. Austin's at-bat was he had never gotten a hit off that guy and just kept fighting and fighting and probably fouled one by about as little as you can, but just a great at bat.
Terry, what were the emotional swings like during this game? Brantley goes down, obviously the offense having a difficult time scoring, and then you win like this.
Well, it feels good when you win. I mean, that's what you're setting out to do. I mean, I don't think we get too dramatic in there during a game. We're just trying to win. You feel bad when Brantley gets out. You worry for him. But you still have to win the game, and he's getting imaged in about, I think he's just heading over there now. So hopefully by morning we'll have an idea of what's going on there.
How worrisome was that, just the nature of how he just sat down in the field?
I think he thought at first it might have been his Achilles. That's why he didn't get up. And it takes me a little while to get out there. By the time I got out there, he felt something, but it was on the side. So. It's not that. We just gotta wait and see. There's no sense playing a doctor tonight. We just gotta see what happens.
The play turns into a double play where Zimmer popped it up. Were you disappointed he didn't run hard out of the box?
So that's I mean, sometimes you learn lessons the hard way. I would go out on a limb and say that'll never happen the rest of his career. And I say that with confidence.
Yeah, he did,
because Holland is so tough on lefties, I thought about holding back Guyer, but, one, we needed to score that run to keep the game going, and two, after what had happened, I really didn't want to hit for him. I think there's a way to tell somebody something, but I wanted him to hit, and I wanted him to be part of us winning.
Well, it's like every 5 days now we're asking the same questions about Kluber, but just to have that consistency.
That's some kind of lineup, too. I mean, there's no let-up in that lineup. And he just, first couple hitters of the game, home run, single, and then nothing. It's fun to watch. It'd be nice to score some runs so you could really enjoy it. You spend 2.5 hours being grumpy, and then you win.
Did you get a good look at Jackson's, the swing that ended up being the hit? Did it look like it was going to carry enough to get, did they run to make the play?
No, I thought it was going to carry too much. But, I think you always think that it'll work. I guess I was trying to figure if Zim could score.
just talked about Goldberg being a guy that cares, and some maybe even cares too much, if you will. But just kind of seeing him go around the bases and being able to kind of have a moment like that.
Yeah. And I think it helps. I mean, it helps us win, but it helps, you know, he's not going to play tomorrow because it's a noon game, but it goes a long way. Confidence and just knowing that you can do it and just feeling your teammates patting you on the back or mobbing you like that. Yeah, it goes a long way.
The heroes of the ninth inning on Tuesday were Austin Jackson and Yan Gomes, the former with a two-out, two-strike game-tying ribby single and the latter with a walk-off three-run blast to give the Indians a 4-1 victory. Here are Jackson and Gomes talking about their ninth inning heroics following the game.
Well, I was swinging at some pitches in the dirt, so I was just trying to do my drive and try to see the ball up and try to put a good swing on it.
How do you keep your nerves in that type of situation, in this type of game?
Well, I was stepping out, taking some pretty deep breaths, man, and I think that's the key, you know, just try to slow it down, try to see the ball up, try to hit a strike.
What does it mean to have a guy like Yan come through in that situation for you guys?
That's awesome right there. That lets you know everybody's into it. Everybody's having good at-bats, and everybody's ready for that moment when it comes up.
You know, man, I was actually – it's like, you know what, Jackson got the job done, got us to tie the ball game. It seemed pretty hard to score some runs today off that guy, but you know what? Kluber deserved it, man. Guy pitched his tail off. I mean, Blackman had a two-pitch at-bat that ended up almost costing us the whole game. So it was good to get that game for Kluber for sure.
How frustrating is it the second pitch of the ball game goes out and you guys are sitting here 8-9 innings later and you haven't gotten a run yet?
I'm not frustrated at all, to be honest with you, man. Hey, you know what? That's a good ball club over there, man. Those guys are battling out in the West, and we're doing our thing here, man. We know Kluber's always going to come out and give us a chance to win a ball game. Sometimes, hey, one run wins the ball game, but we didn't let it happen today.
With his fourth complete game of the season, Corey Kluber continues to amaze. He became just the third pitcher in baseball history with at least 13 straight starts of at least 8 Ks apiece, joining Hall of Famers Randy Johnson and Pedro Martinez. Kluber spoke to the media after the Indians' 4-1 walk-off win.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he works really hard for us as pitchers. And to, you know, to put a swing like that on the ball right there and, you know, in the game in a pretty emphatic fashion was awesome. Yeah, like you said, it's a deep lineup. They're all really good hitters, 1-9. There's not really any let-up in it. I don't really know what to say. They're all really good hitters. I mean, if you take a pitch off, I think, you know, they can jump on you pretty quick.
The Indians send Trevor Bauer to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Antonio Sensatella.